This episode of Super Happy Anime Funtime is brought to you by 132 Productions, home of Glops and the Mystery Box. Visit 132productions.com for more info and online webisodes. Welcome to Super Happy Anime Funtime, your anime podcast of choice. We're back after one more episode, and we're not going anywhere. So welcome to the podcast. We're your source for anime news, reviews, releases, and other anime-related fun stuff. Let's get started by introducing our panel cast. First, Chris from 132 Productions. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
How's your new Blu-ray player? I mean, PS3.
It's very nice.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yes, very nice.
Next up, new to the panel this week, who we mentioned last episode, from thedrunkenzelda.com, Evie. Evie, hello.
Hi, Gene. What's going on?
Oh, nothing much. How is life?
It's okay.
Good. Excellent.
Yeah.
And from whatever the heck you're doing this week, Angelo. Angelo, hello.
What's up, guys?
Not much. How is your new wonderful DVI component cable thingamabob?
It's awesome.
Excellent. I really didn't have anything to ask, so I figured, I'll ask about your little technical stuff. And that's it for our 30 seconds of twit. No, seriously, though, Angela and I were up at the mall earlier, and we mentioned last week how Suncoast had this big banner up. Big banner up. Because, you know, we love Suncoast. Yeah.
That's a lie.
Yeah, that's a blatant lie.
That's a dirty lie.
We, as anime fans, hate Suncoast for the same exact reasons gaming fans hate GameStop. But we mentioned last week that they had this big banner that said the anime headquarters. Well, Angelo and I went over there today, not to look for anime, though we did look over there, and we found that the banner was gone.
Yay!
Yes, we were very proud. We thought we'd have to go in there and rough up some of their clerks over there.
Some of their weirdos?
Some of their weirdos. I mean, I was very happy they didn't have the creepy guy who, like, touches people.
That, like, follows you around and, like, touches you and he's like, can I help you?
Yeah, he's uber creepy. Or the fat guy who looks like he's gonna eat you.
Yeah, yes. I'm always afraid. Dude.
That guy scares
people
me.
People should not attempt to eat the cat girl.
Nobody should attempt to eat anybody. Especially if you look like that.
Unless you're a cannibal, and then...
Then it's all...
Or a pygmy.
That's all wrong
Pygmies
as it is.
Pygmies are okay, too.
That's just bad. That's creepy as heck. So, I hope everybody got their Christmas shopping done, and or getting something for the Intaku in them.
I already got you your Christmas present.
Yeah. I got a wonderful shirt that says, For the Horde, because I'm a big World
of
Warcraft player.
Did.
Actually, we all are, except for Chris, who hasn't gone and joined the online sensation yet. But that's okay.
Yeah, because you're lame.
We forgive him because he does a lot of other cool stuff.
He plays Hello Kitty Island Adventures.
I play Hello Kitty Island Adventure.
I think I probably should get that game at some point just for the hilarity of it.
World of Warcraft?
There isn't a game.
No, Hello Kitty Island Adventure. I already have World of Warcraft.
Oh, yeah. If it actually exists, let us know how it is.
Okay. No, it actually does exist.
Really?
I've been tempted to buy a copy several times, but I haven't.
Awesome. Because maybe you can put it on a Hello Kitty flash drive, which I managed to find at Best Buy.
Are you serious? How much
Dead
is serious. It?
$30. It's expensive.
Oh my gosh, I will be getting one anyway.
That's what I told Angela.
It's not worth it.
Wait, you guys actually
own.
Had a conversation about me purchasing that? You guys are ridiculous.
We actually took bets.
So anyway, what's on our news today?
So yes, let's move on to the news. Over at AD Vision, home of the good dub stuff since 1996. Mike Bailiff, vice president, senior vice president of sales and marketing, has been around the interview bandwagon. He made a stop over at Anime News Network, went on to talk about Coyote Ragtime Show, which they seem to have been pushing quite a bit. They had the first episode up on IGN. They put the trailer up on IGN. They pushed it on ANN, and they pushed it on their website, and they believe it just is excellent all around, so that's probably what
they just pushed it, didn't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they just pushed it. They seem to think this is like the next Cowboy Bebop or something. No. It's too kind of like in the middle of Cowboy Bebop. It's got some seriousness, but it's kind of playful. It's weird. But the important stuff isn't the fact that they're pushing Coyote Ragtime. It's the fact that he managed to announce and confirm that ADV has licensed Oh My Goddess Season 2. Oh My Goddess, popular shoujo series. If you haven't seen it, I'm not surprised. I believe Media Blasters did the first dub, and it's really hard to find. You know, it's good to see another shoujo series out there. Not enough love for the girls.
Nope, not enough.
No, because you got your Naruto's, Dragon Ball Z's, taking up all the space.
Dragon Ball Z isn't that bad. I'm actually a fan of the old stuff. The old stuff.
Yeah, but it's a shonen series. It's shonen. I mean, everything we see nowadays in anime that's popular is shonen. Yu-Gi-Oh!, Dragon Ball, One Piece, Yu Yu Hakusho, all shonen. Even Helsing is shonen, actually, to a degree.
Oh.
Which is one of your faves.
Tier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know, it's an old series. Oh My Goddess isn't that new. Or the second season's newer, but, you know. And it's AD Vision. I mean, when you think of AD Vision, you think of Evangelion, you think of Full Metal Panic, you think of Excel Saga, you think of some great series. So, what do you think? Good that they're getting it, as opposed to, say, Funimation or another
company?
Yeah,
I think it's a good thing that they're getting it.
100% yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I have to give this the thumbs up. And they really haven't gone the shoujo route at AD Vision. Probably the closest thing they have to a recent shoujo series that they did would have to be Azumanga Daioh, which I love.
I haven't seen that yet. You're going to have to let me borrow it at some point.
Yeah, absolutely. Great series. It's really a lot of fun. It's, you know, it's a girl series. I mean, there are, like, no guys in it at all. There's, like, one guy main character. It's very shoujo. Very cool series, though. As a guy, I even enjoy it. He also made, Mr. Bailiff made the rounds over to, ICV2 and went on to talk about how they're streaming their new releases on other websites other than their own. AD Vision, typically known for pushing their own stuff through their own medium, such as the Anime Network. They push most of their debuts through DVD Dojo on the Anime Network, which is a regular show on their 24/7. And also a show on their on-demand service. What do you think of that? Do you think they're trying to get a new market of anime fan by throwing it up on a website like IGN as opposed to throwing it up there?
It seems like a good idea to do that just to get their stuff out and to be able to reach a broader audience than just with DVD sales.
Well, what you think is you'd want to promote by throwing out new episodes to the new audience that will increase sales.
Yes. Well, I mean, instead of someone just going out to the store and picking up a DVD itself, not knowing what the series is about, at least this way they can go online, watch an episode, see if they like it, then they'll go and buy the DVD.
Yeah, and the way DVDs are priced for anime, especially, it's worth it. It's an investment to do it that way.
Yes.
I think this shows a good commitment. The other thing, the main thing that rings with me is they're trying to get a new audience by, you know, going out, throwing it up on IGN, saying to the gamer market, hey, notice all these new games have this same art style? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Poke, poke.
So, you know, it's interesting, and in the most recent example, of course, is Coyote Ragtime, which we mentioned on our last show. Before that, they had the Gyver, which they really were pushing, more so through the Anime Network than any other outlet, though they did have it up on IGN, and it's looking like they're going to be using IGN more often than their own various mediums, like Anime Network, New Type, which is a wonderful magazine, and their Advocates program, which sends out anime stuff to anime clubs all over the place.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're an anime club, you have a certain amount of members, AD Vision sends you out a little, you know, little kit to help, you know.
Little care package.
Little care package every month, correct. And you know, it saves from having to, you know, not only, you know, preach to the, instead of preaching to the choir, they're preaching to a new audience. I think that's good.
Yeah. They need a little change every once in a while.
Angela, what's your take? You're a gamer, so, you know, you're more of a hardcore gamer than you are a hardcore anime sometimes. So, you know. That's exactly how Angela feels on the topic. Nothing.
Wait, what'd you say?
I was just asking your opinion as a gamer.
What are you, Matt?
I know.
Yeah, feels like we have Matt on the show, finally.
Hi, Matt.
Hello.
That actually kind of sounded like a bravo.
So as a gamer, what do you think of the fact that ADVision is throwing their anime out to the gamer market on websites like IGN as a gamer?
Personally, I do not even look at the ads unless they're colorful. And, you know, it just pops out into the eye.
Well stated.
So you only look about 4 feet in front of you and not even paying attention to your surroundings. Tunnel vision.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's how my mind works.
He's just there for what he wants. He does not care about extra features.
That's right.
Typical male.
That's enough of that.
I'm screwed, aren't I?
Well, don't worry. We're moving on to a more feminine type of conversation. Viz Media, which is another reputable company, has announced they are expanding coverage and throwing in a new look for their Shoujo Beat magazine, which is...
Thank frickin' God.
Yeah. Which is the flip coin to Shonen Jump, which is their current main publication. Shoujo Beat was released a few months back to give girl anime fans, and more specifically girl manga fans, their own share of the magazines and manga. They're throwing in a new, with this upcoming January 2000 issue.
The cover's pink.
Cover's pink. Cover, new look for the publication. The shoujo phenomenon has, like, taken off for them. They've managed to get sales, not as far up as Shonen Jump, but enough to make it worth pushing and continue throwing into.
You know what? It's about damn time.
It is. Part of the new changes include a new look. There will be a new mascot, which will be featured on the cover of the January 2007 issue, named Beat Girl, illustrated spokesperson, and each month a different artist will offer a rendition of her for the issue. So basically, Shoujo Beat has a cover girl, which will be drawn by a different shoujo manga artist every month, which is kind of cool. They have a new column called Girl Hero, which will be spotlighting real women doing a variety of selfless and charitable works for other people to help inspire readers on. And they basically, you know, take, you know, girls and showcase their good deeds. Good deed anime and manga fans.
You should nominate me. Everybody should nominate me.
I think they want selfless people.
Hey.
They're also going to be expanding existing sections such as fashion and beauty, High style, Woo-hoo! Low budget, culture and trends, the SBNU, drawing with you, and that's YUU, which is a manga drawing lesson with renowned manga artist Yu Watase. They're going to be expanding the reader letters, interactive contests, fan art. They're trying to make it as great as Shonen Jump, because it is a little thin, not quite as thick as Shonen Jump.
It's because Shonen Jump's been out a lot longer, too.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's more of a male manga population there than there is female.
I agree. And not to also, there's a lot of female fans of Shonen manga and anime.
Yeah.
As well.
It's about time us ladies step up.
Step up. You have your own magazine now. You can enjoy both.
Thank God.
Well, I'm sure there are guys who probably enjoy the shoujo style, too.
Yeah, such as you.
No, actually, not really. Oh. I don't have too many shoujo series around. I think my only shoujo type series are the Please series, actually. And Chobits doesn't count because in Japan it was released as a shonen anime and manga.
Oh.
Chobits is remarkably shonen, but it came to the States as a shoujo. Imagine that. They're showcasing, as far as manga in there, is Vampire Knight, Absolute Boyfriend, and Nana. They'll be also adding backstage prints of this issue. So they're each adding Shonen Jump and Shouju Beat added a manga this particular issue. Shouju Beat, I believe, got the better manga title, which is Backstage Prince. Shonen Jump got Yu-Gi-Oh! GX, which fails. It fails. Viz dropped the ball on that one. That infinite fail, and people can email me on that. I really don't care about discussing it on the show. I have better things to talk about.
Okay, well, moving on then.
Moving on, unless anybody has more thoughts on how great it is we have a girl manga.
Nope.
Yeah,
nope.
Thoughts.
Nope, nope.
Yo-Yogi Animation, the famous animation school in Japan, has filed for corporate rehabilitation. Those not familiar with that term might know it under a different name in the United States. It is called Chapter
Bankruptcy.
Bankruptcy will work. Bankruptcy, they're going under. But they filed for the rehabilitation. The president of the school mentioned that he wanted to prevent young students from being deprived of their dreams when filing for the rehabilitation. The company reportedly has incurred debts in up to excess of 2.3 billion yen. Of that figure, about a billion of it is in unpaid taxes.
Okay, so, but yen-wise, how much does that incorporate into our money? Because I'm an idiot.
A few hundred million dollars.
Oh.
Yeah, it's...
That's not too bad.
It's big bucks, though, for a school.
But it could be a lot worse.
It could be a lot worse, but it's big bucks for a school. Big, 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 big bucks. They're going to try and cut costs, you know. It's very interesting to see that happen. It's good to see that they're not going to go completely under. They're going to be rehabilitated.
Yeah.
We don't really have animation schools. We have art schools, but nothing really into animation. Because we just stink at it.
Hey. Some of us do.
No, I just mean this country as a whole. American animation in general.
Oh, okay.
We've gone the CG route for the most part. All of our best work is computer generated. Not really hand-drawn. Moving on, for the We Might Care department, Naruto Volume 12 dropped pretty much down the tubes on the USA Today book list from...
Yeah, it got pwned.
Yeah, it got pretty pwned by everything else in the freaking planet.
Silly Naruto.
Yes, very silly. Full Metal Alchemist was on there 3 weeks back. It got pretty high into the 60s, I believe. But it dropped from 67 to 133. That's a hell of a drop.
Ow.
Yeah. Don't hit your head on the way out.
Don't let the door hit you in the... on the way out.
That's going to be a fun edit.
Sorry.
That's okay. The Flying Machine from Nausicaa, for those of us who've seen it. Great film. The Flying Machine.
Yeah, I'm a little lost on this one.
Yeah, The Flying Machine. That's okay. The prototype for the machine, The Flying Machine from the movie, Nausicaa of the Valley of the Wind, is on display at, the NTTICC's in Japan. It looks really cool. If anybody wants to look at the screenshots for it, it looks really cool.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
And tell me if you have seen this movie that you did not want to fly in that thing. Even I wanted to. I mean, if you ever see the trailer for Nausicaa, the flying machine she's on is in the trailer. She, like, flies right close to the camera. It is the coolest thing ever. Tell me you would not want to fly one of those babies around.
Yeah,
that's really kind of cool. All right, and for the Eevee submitted segment of the podcast, we have the new Pokemon movie announcement.
Yay!
Pokemon movie 10. They're up to 10 now. We reported on Detective Conan movie 11 last week on the podcast. July 14th, 2007, we will have Pokemon Diamond and Pearl, which
Yay!
Is going to be the 10th Pokemon movie.
So how many Pokemon do you think are going to be in it?
Oh, I don't know. What do you guys think?
I don't think they care.
Let's see. No,
I think
Pikachu's
I'm the only one that cares. I hope there's an Eevee in there.
I hope so, too.
No.
Shut up, Angelo.
Hey, I used to have an entire team of Eevee evolutions, alright?
And a regular Eevee, just for fun.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Well, not that kind of fun. Fun.
Fun.
Alright.
Anyway.
Yes. I think Chris was doing the math on how many Pokemon there will be. He's doing some number crunches.
Yeah, don't wait on me for that.
Yeah, that might take a while.
Yeah.
But time is running out if you wanted to ride Gundam the Ride.
That was a nice segue.
Wasn't it?
Yes.
Gundam the Ride, which is an attraction ride at Fujikyu Highland Park, will be closing at the end of this year. It opened in July of 2000 and featured Jack Stingray and... Oh, I got them mixed up. Jack Bayard and Adam Stingray. That goes to show how long it's been since I've seen the original Gundam. Escort your escape shuttle out of the Battle of Bawaku, which is a battle that happens at the end of the first Gundam series. It's very much like Star Tours. Anyone been on Star Tours at Disneyland?
I've
never been to Disneyland. I hate you all.
Angelo?
I don't remember. I was too young when I went.
Oh, so you actually been to Disneyland? I didn't know that.
Oh, I hate all of you.
Disneyland. I thought you meant Disney World. Never mind. I'd never set foot in California.
That's probably a good thing for everyone involved.
Well, wait. Star Tours is in Disney World.
No, it's in Disneyland.
No, it's in Disney World.
Stop arguing.
Unless it's in two different places because it's in the MGM studio.
It must be in two different places because I went on it in Disneyland.
It must be. Because I went on it in Disney World.
Ah, yeah, because it's at Disneyland, too. And it's a great load of fun.
It is. But let's get back to anime.
Yeah. I hear you can get some awesome, you know, Slurpees out at Disneyland.
But in any case...
moving on. This is kind of anime news. At least everybody chunks us in with anime. Might as well join the bandwagon. There will be... a collector's edition of Final Fantasy VII Advent Children coming out on February 6th. For those of us who have played Final Fantasy VII and beaten it and gotten to the end and watched Advent Children 15 times.
I haven't watched Advent Children, but I've beaten the game.
Allow me and Chris to loan you Advent Children so you can watch it. It is a freaking roller coaster ride of fun.
Yay!
You might want to watch it at someone's house who has big speakers. The sound is tremendous.
I have really good speakers.
Then you're all set.
Yeah.
But the price tag for this will be a whopping $49.95. Big bucks.
My wallet's burning already.
Yes. But it comes with some cool stuff. You get 10 collectible postcards, the English movie script, biological character booklet, reminiscence of Final Fantasy VII Story Digest, so that's $3, footage from the Venice Film Festival when they showed Final Fantasy VII Advent Children, a sneak peek of upcoming Final Fantasy VII games, trailers to lead scenes, The Distance making of featurette with all new English voice cast interviews. So basically the making of featurette has all the English dubbers throwing in their 2 cents. And
okay, so don't get me wrong here, but so this is a whole bunch of crap that somebody's going to put in their closet and never touch ever again.
Pretty much.
Okay.
But
so people are paying $50 for nothing.
You'd be surprised how many people will go out and buy the collector's edition.
Maybe some people are crazy enough to buy two, you know, like keep one in the closet and like open one up.
That's true. They might pay.
People are crazy.
They might plunk $100 down and get both. Like I said, Full Metal Alchemist, The Conqueror of Shambhala, had the theatrical release, which me and Angela went to, had a blast.
And me.
Oh, and Chris. I'm sorry, Chris.
Yes.
I thought I mentioned you.
No.
How can
you said? I don't know.
How can I forget you? Me, Chris, and Angela went to. Then we got the DVD a month later. Then in November, they released the collector's edition, which I still don't have because I'm still collecting Full Metal.
And you're poor.
And I'm poor. Full Metal's cost me an arm and a leg.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bad times. Finally, the best part of the release of the collector's edition, and I think this is what everyone's looking forward to, the anime feature Last Order, which is another feature that Final Fantasy VII had, which is something everyone was looking forward to, was wondering when it was going to come to the States. Now it's here. It's going to have full dub, from what I understand. It's a short, I believe it's 30 minutes long-ish. It's not very long, and it will be shipping with Advent Children. No word of there being a second release for Last Order anywhere else. So get it with the collector's edition or don't get it at all.
YouTube it.
Shh. You don't want the JASRAC hearing you say that. As we reported last week, Jazzrak or Nambla sent a letter over to YouTube executives demanding they take all of the Japanese licensed content down. Well, YouTube executives sent a delegation to Japan in order to discuss the matter earlier this week. So they're going to sit down and talk it out, and they're going to have a good time. Another company that's...
tea?
Well, they would have green tea. Possibly Pocky. Another company that jumped on the kill YouTube bandwagon is Funimation. What a surprise there. They took down... Funimation sent them links to over 2,000 videos, which were removed because of invalid copyright permission. So I'm guessing stuff to the properties they own. I'm sure 1,800 of those videos are Dragon Ball.
Probably.
Yeah, knowing them. Do we even care they're having Yu-Gi-Oh! GX toys at McDonald's? Because I really don't.
I don't care.
Yeah, I didn't think anybody cared.
When are they doing that?
When? Friday.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Starting this Friday through January 18th. You can get 3 special cards and little deck holders with freaking Judai and Edo and Hellkaiser.
Aw, Gene, I'm going to get you a deck holder.
Oh, don't worry about it. I'll live. And one other thing that's not in the show notes that I'm going to add. Funimation Channel in Seattle. They got their 24-hour network on Cage, CVTV 45, which is Digital Channel 44-3 over in Seattle. So the Penny Arcade guys can enjoy the Funimation Channel 24/7. Yay. Whoa. Them. All right. Let's talk about some releases, because Christmas is coming up, and I'm sure our listeners would like to know what the heck to get their fun anime fans, friends. Volume 15 of Fighting Spirit, or Hajime no Ippo, is out. Volume 6 of Fantastic Children was also released. All of these releases were for yesterday. We will be doing releases for the day before, so that you can go to the Best Buy and look and see that they're already out. The final volume of the ADV release of Macross, Volume 7, is out. Funimation's attempt at a release of a vampire series, Trinity Blood, Volume 3, is out. Kamichu, Volume 4, is out. And finally, three volumes from the 20th anniversary... Wait a minute, did I say 20th anniversary? I don't think it's quite that long. No. 10th anniversary. 10th anniversary of Pokemon.
Woo!
Has been released. 8 through 10. 8, 9, and 10. Which has Lugia, Charmander, and Mudkip covers.
Yay,
respectively.
Yay, Mudkip!
And because this is the United States, they're dub only. Expect no subtitles or Japanese dialogue in any of them. So, if you have a little 5-year-old cousin you're trying to convert to anime, get them those. If you're a hardcore anime fan, you know what to do. But there's a lot of premieres this week, a lot of new stuff that I've been looking forward to. Black Cat, which has been getting some press from Viz because it is one of the things they run in Shonen Jump. Very nice series. Disgaea, which is based off of a video game, so any gamers out there, play Disgaea.
I've played a little bit of it.
Nope.
I thought it looked cool.
But that's probably because I worked at GameStop and EB Games, so. Yeah.
Blast them and their newness. No, yeah, I like the game. It was very Final Fantasy Tactics-like, but with a lot better animation. I thought it was cool. A series I've been looking forward to, Fate Stay Night, which I've heard has some awesome fight scenes. Awesome fighting animation, I hear, in that series. Paradise Kiss, which is a wonderful shoujo series that everybody's been looking forward to. Rumbling Hearts premieres, and Arashite Musical Nerema Daikon de Brothers, which is supposed to be a comedy. That's looking good. A letter to my friend. Mouse box set came out this week for anyone who liked that series. All I liked about that series were the DVD covers. I don't know what about those DVD covers I liked, but it was good times.
Yeah, that was quite an interesting series.
Yeah. Magical Meow Meow Taruto box came out. Yay.
Yay.
The re-box set of Yu Yu Hakusho reached its third box set and was released. It came with some kind of little keychain or some other collectible that Funimation could sell. And Tengoba Blade Box 1, which is only available in subtitles. No dubbing. So purists will love that. As for manga, not a whole heck of a lot came out. Golgo 13, Volume 6, Hanakimi, Volume 15, Monster, Volume 6, and Phoenix, Volume 9. About it. And I better mention this before Angelo kills me. We forgot in our last episode to mention the fact that Full Metal Alchemist Dual Sympathy came out for the Nintendo DS last Tuesday.
Aww.
Yeah, Angelo got really mad at me over that one, so I have to settle the score before he rips my head off.
Before
Let's
he
move on to our review.
A plunger.
This week's review is Ergo Proxy, which Chris is bringing to us this week. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, then. I haven't had much time to prepare, but I'll do what I can. I will at some point...
We prepare on this show?
Yeah. I will at some point have a written review on the site, animeshaft.com.
I can put it in the show notes.
Yeah.
Just, like I said, anything we say on the show usually shows up in our show notes.
Links. Yeah.
And everything.
So, anyway, Ergo Proxy takes place in this futuristic city called Romdo. Let's see. The main character is a inspector for the civilian intelligence. Her name is Riel. The basis of it is they are investigating these viruses pretty much going along with the robots that serve alongside these the people. Sort of like iRobot, where the robots become aware. The virus is called the Cognito virus. So, in the first DVD, it doesn't really go too much into the story. It just sets up a lot of the plot and everything. I won't go too much into the story because that's pretty much giving away the whole DVD. But anyway, Riel gets attacked by this phantom that's been sleeping in this underground type of facility for many years. She's saved by this other sort of phantom. And thus creates a... what's the word I'm looking for? Inspection to find out what's going on. What else can I say? And that's pretty much all I'll go into with this story. But for everything else, the art style is fantastic. Nice
what
mix
the heck
of.
Was that?
I don't know. But there's.
It was clicking.
Yes. There's a nice mix of 2D and 3D animation. If you like The Matrix, iRobot, like I said before, you'd probably more than likely like this series. I got this one at Best Buy, which had a it was a dual combo where the DVD and the soundtrack. That's the one thing I didn't like about with Best Buy, because it seems like they only have it in that one package, and the price is $28 for it.
Yeah, they did something similar with Hellsing.
Don't make me
Ultimate
cry.
When I went looking for it, it was $25, and it was two discs. One was a complete bonus interview, blah 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 disc, and the other was the five episodes to Hellsing Ultimate. I went into Suncoast, same price, no extras.
No surprise.
No shocker.
But anyway, like I said, I'll have a review up on the site. But overall, for this first DVD, I'd give it about a 9 out of a 10. So.
Awesome. How's the music, sound quality?
The music is pretty good. It's kind of like a techno-ish type of feel to it. Sound is excellent. And of course, if you're... Riel has been compared to, I can't remember her name, but the lead singer from Evanescence.
Ew. I have to say.
She kind of looks a lot like her, but with a lot more blue eyeshadow.
Eyeshadow.
Overall, I'd say go out and get the DVD. I'm sure if you like futuristic stories and conspiracy theories and everything, you should like this series. And that's it.
How was the I'm sure you listened to it in the dub. How was the dub? It was. I know it's licensed by Genian, and they got a real kind of across the board weird kind of cast on it. They kind of got a couple of people from Funimation. They got a couple of people from around the board.
The dub wasn't all that bad. They did seem to have done a fairly good job on it.
Very interesting.
Yep. Yeah. Any more questions?
That's always good to hear.
Questions, oh, comments, throw
there's questions. Yeah, because it has a couple of favorites as far as the crowd out at Fun. Like, I could tell Funimation sent some good people to help out. They sent Travis Willingham, who plays Colonel Mustang, which is one of my favorite characters of all time. Damon Clark, he plays Scar in Full Metal. Kyle Hebert, he plays Gohan in DBZ, the adult one, of course. So they sent some good people. They sent a kind of an across the board dub cast. So it was worth asking the question. It looks like they got quite a few people in on it, not to the extent of say Full Metal Alchemist, but it was a really kind of centrifuge of voice acting that was sent across to them on this. So that was a question I was curious about. Sound, of course, always a question. You said the art style was good. Anything you'd compare it to, as opposed to any other anime?
I'm trying to think. I like it because it's really gritty. With like, if you were to look at that film noir type of effect to it. So I mean, that was a good effect. As for any other anime, with the art style, there really hasn't been that much that I've seen that I could compare it to. I'm trying to think if there's anything that would resemble it somewhat. I would kind of possibly say, wow, I just forgot the name of it. The one with the airships. That's from Genion, too. Last Exile. I would compare the art style somewhat, too, but it with Ergo Proxy, it's more of a technological backdrop.
And we all love technological compared to... What's that? Non-technological?
Yeah.
That sounds good enough to me. And that's good. We gave it a 9 out of 10. Let me give it that Adam Sessler approach. We gave it a 9. Out of 10. There, it's been G4'd. And that's gonna do it for this episode of Super Happy Anime Fun Time. I'd like to thank our wonderful panel, Chris, Ooh. Evie, and Angelo, who says nothing.
Yeah.
Keep it that way.
Peace.
That's it, and we're going to catch you for next week. See ya.